Now, what is the mark of carnality? Will you notice this? Verse 3 now, chapter 3. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Now, my friend, carnality hasn't anything to do with riding on a roller coaster. Churches do have carnivals, too, by the way. Liberal churches do, and some others do. But what is a carnal Christian? And where do you see the evidence of it? Wherever you have strife and divisions, you've got a carnival going on. And in many of our fundamental churches, you see the divisions and the gossip and the strife and the bitterness and the hatred that's demonstrated. My friend, that's when the flesh is on display, when you lose your temper and they say, well, I believe in being frank. No, you just believe in being mean, that's all. And you can turn an organization in a church into a carnival. Why, you can turn a prayer meeting into a carnival and a missionary society into a carnival and a Sunday school class. When you gossip, when you stir up strife and envying and divisions. Now, may I say to you that you may not look at TV and you may not go here and there, but are you really a carnal Christian? Now listen, Paul's not through. For while one saith, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? They are ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Paul says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Both of us are workmen for God. Paul was the one that was the missionary. He opened up new territory. Apollos came along and held meetings and preached and built up the saints. But both of them are God's servants. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. You see, friends, it's not the preacher, it's not the teacher. It's whether God is using him. And if God is using him, then don't give him any credit for it at all. Give God the praise and the glory. Now, will you notice? Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. And we need to recognize that today, that there are other workmen that God's using. They may be doing it a little bit differently. That's one reason that I don't think any of you ever heard me go on a tirade on this radio against any individual, because I recognize that many men, they don't do it my way, and I very frankly don't like that method they use. But God's using them, and I know a lot of men God's using, and they don't do it my way, friends, but we're workmen together with God.